This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Taxes in a bit, healthcare as well. But we begin today with the once and future condition of financial regulation in the American economy. Richard Cordray, the head of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, said today he is leaving at the end of the month. That in and of itself isn't huge news. Rumors had been swirling, as they say. What is worth a moment here, though, with Cordray's departure, is pointing out the degree to which President Trump can now reshape the rules and regulations of our financial sector. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer starts us off.
President Trump has vowed to dismantle the Dodd-Frank financial reform law. So Edwin Groshans of Heights Securities says it's a safe bet the president will replace Richard Cordray with someone who has a much lighter regulatory touch.
Now we've just whipsawed the entire industry from heavy enforcement to potentially laissez-faire.
There are many ways President Trump is reshaping financial regulations. He issues executive orders that set the tone for government regulators. Dennis Kelleher heads the consumer group Better Markets.
And what we've seen is the rulemaking process has come to a grinding halt.
Then there's the Federal Reserve. A number of top positions there are empty, and President Trump has started to fill them, starting with Randall Quarles as the Fed's new vice chairman for supervision. He'll be the Fed's point man on bank regulations. Adam Levitin teaches banking law at Georgetown.
I don't think we're going to see a sea change in bank regulation.
Levitin says President Trump won't control the Fed, and to really reverse bank regulations, you'd need a new law from Congress. And he says whatever President Trump's appointees do across government, the banks will keep following the regulations of the past few years. Levitin says it's just too hard to retool.
Do you plan a business model based on a few years of deregulation? That may not actually be worthwhile in many cases.
Because President Trump may one day be replaced by someone who does want tight regulations. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.